Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing a worried nation and anxious world, President Biden vowed in his first State of the Union address Tuesday night to check Russian aggression in Ukraine, tame soaring U.S. inflation, and deal with the pandemic. Biden declared that he and all members of Congress, whatever their political differences are, were joined in an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa had a different take.
Even before taking the oath of office, the president told us that he wanted to, quote, make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. He's failed on both fronts.
As Ukraine continues to be attacked by invading Russian forces, the United States government will ban Russian aircraft from American airspace. President Zelensky had been pleading with the West to protect Ukraine airspace, which President Biden declined to do because of the confrontation issues with Russia. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A recent Pew Research poll reveals America's number one concern is the American economy. Traveling down a road not seen in 40 years, inflation has become a pain every time we go to use our wallets. The president addressed the topic Tuesday night. Tim Berg reports.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
President Biden touching on an issue that many families are struggling with in the United States during his first State of the Union address. This, as a new NPR-PBS Marist College poll, shows 56% of Americans calling the president's first year in office a failure. The president continues with why he believes inflation is at a 40-year high.
Our economy roared back faster than almost anyone predicted, but the pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories.
On the hour, every hour, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden, in his State of the Union address Tuesday night, assured Americans that everything is going to be okay.
To all Americans, I'll be honest with you, as I always promised I would be. A Russian dictator invading a foreign country has cost around the world, and I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at Russian economy and that we use every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers. Tonight, I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America will lead that effort, releasing 30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home. But I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans. But I want you to know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Well, scientists will soon have a new set of eyes in the sky to study Earth's weather and climate. The GOES-T satellite lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station Tuesday afternoon aboard an Atlas V rocket. DOGE-T will be a series of satellites that will position themselves in a geostationary orbit about 22,300 miles above our planet with the sole intent to study weather and climate. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to pursue it no matter where it leads. And this ideologically fixed mindset that we're in, if we're really going to unite this country, of course, that was something the president didn't address last night. I don't think he even understands how this continues to divide us. And rather surprising with the State of the Union and the things that were said. I almost had this feeling like maybe that was written, maybe snuck in the back room, Rick Manning, of CPAC this past weekend. And he was listening to all the applause and things that were happening there. And, you know, because the president has been known to plagiarize and steal others' ideas. And this seemed like this was, you know, kind of a bit of an escape to some Republican talking points. But the problem is that there was no substance. You know, I kept thinking, you know, Grandma Claire was going to come out in the middle of the screen and say, "Where's the beef? Where's the beef? There's no beef in this State of the Union."
That's pretty funny. I actually thought, and from a, I thought he did a pretty good job for Joe Biden, and he did a he had the gaffes that you're sitting there and you just, you know, kind of cringe at, and you know, what the heck, and occasionally I'd look at my wife and say, "What the heck is he talking about?" And she'd shrug her shoulders and, you know, wonder what was going on as well. But you know, that's as good as Joe Biden as you're going to get, and so, you know, that's a, and the speech didn't say a whole lot. But what it did say, and I'll tell you the thing that really just stuck out to me. He mentioned kind of, he had interspersed throughout the speech mentions of inflation, telling you that he is aware that inflation is just, is destroying him politically. And, but every time he talked about it, it was clear he has absolutely no idea what it
exactly
is. Or what causes it? Because he talks about inflation, and he talked about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Well, that's not inflationary at all. Or he says, you know, we're going to bring jobs back, jobs in America, and corporations don't fire people. You know, you give them more money, give them higher wages, cut costs elsewhere. What? I mean, you just go, there was such a, so many disconnects from an economic standpoint where, you know, he talks about program after program that Joe Manchin said we can't do because they're inflationary. They increased the budget deficit dramatically. But he talks about all those things, and at the same time he talks about we're going to get inflation under control. So the thing I learned from that is that he doesn't have a coherent plan on anything. There is not a coherent plan on anything he's attempting to do. It is all hodgepodge. There's a, you know, and it's all desperately trying to find something, things that people say they like.
Yeah.
But, you know, in order to actually succeed as a president of the United States, you have to have some coherence. And I'm not talking his verbal skills. Right. I'm talking about we're going to do A, B, C, D, E, and F. We're going to get inflation under control. Here's how we do it. Boom. We're going to manage our spending really, really tightly, and we're going to close the budget deficit. B, we're going to go and we're going to drill, or we're going to open up, we're going to get other people to drill. Somebody's got to drill, okay? So we're going to do something that's going to increase the supply of oil in the United States. We're going to create pipeline networks that work, that get distribute oils, distribute natural gas, so we're able to use our own natural gas, our own energy, to its best effect. Those are kind of things you could talk about and say, yeah, this is a coherent plan. You're doing the things on the international level, you're doing things domestically. You've got a short-term, a long-term plan. But all he's got is, we're going to pull more money out of the more oil out of the strategic oil reserve. And there's only so much oil in the strategic oil reserve. And and we've already pulled that trigger.
And the amount he's pulling out is only, what, 3-4 days worth? I mean, it's no big, it was ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
Do you remember the movie Peter Sellers did? I can't remember the name of it, Being There or something. He played the role of a gardener, and the guy ends up, he's regarded as some sort of genius suddenly, you know, and what he does is he just spits out talking points, things that he's watched on TV.
Right.
That's his big thing. You know, I love to watch. And he watches TV, and he spits out just these talking points all the time, and they think he's a genius and everything like that. Joe Biden reminded me of Peter Sellers in that role last night. I kept thinking, his whole life, his career, 50-plus years of being in Congress, is a bumper sticker. And when you're about that thick, in terms of, under, you know, to your point, the reason that he really couldn't talk and really address these things is because he just knows the bumper sticker language. He really doesn't have the depth. He's had people all his career, his staff, that is, they've read the bills. They're the ones that do all this stuff. He's not substantive. And at a time when he could have been, when the country is dying for leadership, What a missed opportunity. And it was all teed up for him, whether it had to do with Ukraine, whether it had to do with energy, whether it had to do with inflation, all this all teed up. And what he did was he just reinforced to the voters why the Democrats are going to get shellacked in the midterms.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But part that kind of concerns me is, I never expected him to have a plan. Mm-hmm. I expected the people, really, really smart people who he's hired, and these people are smart, to have a plan. And I expected them to put it on a teleprompter in a coherent way,
yeah,
so he could read that plan.
But Rick, I think maybe, excuse me for interrupting, I think maybe you give him too much credit. He's surrounded by people that are not winning. I mean, where in their career can you go back and say, hey, man, they won this Super Bowl, they've won these championship games, or, you know, I put it in athletic terms here, but you know what I mean. I don't see a history of victories in their wake. I just see here we are. It's interesting. The same people that he's surrounded with are the very same people. When you go back to the genesis of Russia and Ukraine, they were there. They kind of messed this thing up, and they have an opportunity to clean it up, and guess what? They don't have the capacity because they don't even understand how they messed it up to begin with, in my humble opinion.
You're right. That's 100% correct. And that's why I bring them up, is that there's a, I had retained some hope that they would be, you know, that they would be able to present a coherent plan on a variety of things. And the fact that they were unable to do so, the fact that things that they know a lot about, they've messed up so gravely.
Right.
And apparently have no, you know, their plan in terms of dealing with it is, we're going to destroy the Russian economy and hope that that is sufficient keep Russia from attacking Poland after they finish with Ukraine.
And we're gonna destroy their economy just a little bit at a time, right? I mean, it's not even let's just go full force and unleash the full power of any kind of economic force. We've got more from Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government.
What if
after
you
this,
could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save his lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features. Features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is the man of the hour, the president of Americans for Limited Government. We're talking State of the Union and the confusing message. I mean, it was amazing. I got to imagine for some Democrats, even though, I mean, I saw Chuck Schumer. He was just so excited to stand up and clap. He couldn't even quite, follow the chorus notes. But bless his heart. But, you know, the thing was is that I'm going, well, he's standing up for a Republican, you know, this is a Republican talking point. But, you know, this is, you know, like I said earlier, this is the issue here. You can spout a talking point, but if it isn't yours and you don't own it, there's no substance. There's no veritas. And I guess that's the thing that I came away with, is that where's the soul? Where's the heart and passion of, you know, of the State of the Union that was so teed up for, you know, for this president? I mean, this was an easy deal for him. But he's so ideologically fixed, and he's so controlled, and he's so not trying to offend anybody. And here we are dealing with Ukraine, and he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to offend Putin. Well, you've already offended Putin. I mean, come on. And then here you talk in these grandiose terms about how you're going to help Ukraine, and they need second answers. By second, I mean in measurable time. We need something transactional right now that's going to do something about their issue, not a month from now, but right now, because we've got, you know, we had 40 miles of tanks and armament, you know, coming in to surround these key cities and to siege work them out, and you think that you know, meanwhile, as they're shoring up the perimeter there, you're not going to be able to get Stinger missiles. You're not going to be able to get these weapons into these people to be of any use. So then at that time, at that point, you know, somebody in NATO or whatever, some of these neighboring nations, because it doesn't seem like the United States has the intestinal fortitude to do this, is going to have to go in, if they see it in their consciousness, to go in and save these people. And by this, I mean, we could only hope, Rick, that somehow in causing, you know, Putin to go back, it's like, all right, you know, like you said, and I agree with you, we've been lied so much about what is the real truth of Ukraine and Russia. But right now we can't even talk about it because we've got a nut job with nuclear weapons who's threatening to unleash them, going after and invading a sovereign nation.
Yeah, that's the, you know, ultimately Putin, let's just be clear. Putin has invaded Ukraine. He's the bad guy. The challenge is to figure out what's actually going on and what maybe some of the things that led up to him, making that decision. And but in terms of what we do in real time for Ukraine, Biden delayed on the one thing that really hurts Putin, and that is the kind of isolation of the Russian banking system from being able to do transactions with other international banks. That was something that was suggested up front. Mm-hmm. It took every other nation, all the European nations were doing it. And Biden kind of got dragged along into the process of doing it.
Well, because he only knows how to lead from behind. He's not a true leader. No. That's what you have to admit.
And you know what? The Europeans always like American to be weak, and you know, because they then rise and become more prominent. They like it until they get the consequences of that. Mm-hmm. And the consequences of that are Russia invading Ukraine. A weak America is what caused, which gave the okay for Putin to invade Ukraine. The thing that's happened out of this, though, Bill, that I think people need to pay real close attention to is, you know, we've been talking for a while about, certainly President Trump was very frustrated with Germany, that they were, you know, major economy, and they weren't even contributing their 2% to GDP to NATO. Mm-hmm. They were not involved in military actions at all. Right. And that's part of the 75-year kind of agreement post-World War II. Germany in the last 4 days has made a decision that they're going to militarize, that Russia attacking Ukraine puts them one country away, from a very flat country away, mm-hmm. from Germany's borders. The same Germans who smugly sat there at the UN while Donald Trump was telling them they were putting themselves in danger by being reliant on Russian natural gas, have said we're not going to have basically shut the door on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, at least in the next 6 to 9 months, have announced they're going to do two natural gas terminals, LNG terminals, Not one. That was actually not being built, but they're going to expedite the building of two financial gas terminals, so they will be able to have alternative sources for energy to Germany, so they aren't able to be blackmailed by Russia. It is the awakening of Germany, as in looking at their own ability to defend themselves, is probably the biggest story. Assuming Putin doesn't blow up the world, okay, that's the bigger story. If Putin blows up the world, you know, we won't be talking about it next week. But the but in the long haul, assuming that nothing really, really crazy happens out of this, Germany's reemergence in terms of being willingness to spend money on military, willingness to not be a reliant an energy vassal state to Russia, is a massive change in policy. It's a massive change, a shift in the dynamics of the world.
Rick, do you think that the reason Germany is stepping up like this is because they're realizing that they can't count on the United States any longer?
I think that there is a yes is the answer to that.
Right.
They see, you know, what Germany, what the EU and Germany and France and the rest of those guys liked was they liked to be able to complain about America being strong and doing things like Donald Trump saying, you can't put yourself at risk, you know, you can't have the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Right.
So they can sit there and they can say, oh, it's America, it's those Americans, they just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sort of like, you know, a teenager who really is glad that their parent told them they couldn't go out and do something stupid, but spends their time on the phone talking to their friends, talking about how mean their parents are because they won't let them go out and do something stupid. Well, that's what the Europeans are like. And now that America isn't going to tell them not to go out and do something stupid because they've said, because America said, you know, we don't actually know anything and we want to go do stupid stuff too. Now the Germans are sitting there going, uh-oh, we're on our own, and they start to behave like an actual sovereign nation.
You see, the other thing too, though, Rick, which is not coming out here, is that, see, the world knows the United States has been bought. You know, we've been elite captured, that our government is corrupt up to its earlobes. And Joe Biden, as the standard bearer, and his family, Nancy Pelosi, who sat behind him during the State of the Union, is compromised. They owe their souls to the company store of the communist Chinese. And people are seeing this and they're going, whoa. I got to tell you, if I was a European country, and I mean, you know, the media can block it here. They cannot talk about it. But even if it's behind closed doors, the leaders of the world know who Joe Biden is. And they saw it real clear. Even when the Chinese contingent came and met with Secretary of State Blinken and the Americans, and they pretty much slapped him down and saying, don't tell us anything. You need to get off your self-righteous perch here, because we know who you are. And the way that was said, it was quite revealing, because guess what? They got the goods on Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and all these elites that have been captured into the greed net of the communist Chinese.
100%, and recognize China was not mentioned once in the State of the Union.
Exactly. Interesting, huh? And I don't know. I mean, you know, even with Ukraine, here it is. I don't know how Joe Biden, in conscience, you know, where he's at in his stand in all this, when he knows that his son has taken money from Ukraine. And, of course, his response in participating in the firing of that prosecutor that was looking into his son's Burisma business, right?
Yep.
And so now we're just going to let people die. It's unconscionable to me. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. you can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing a worried nation and anxious world, President Biden vowed in his first State of the Union address Tuesday night to check Russian aggression in Ukraine, tame soaring U.S. inflation, and deal with the pandemic. Biden declared that he and all members of Congress, whatever their political differences are, were joined in an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa had a different take.
Even before taking the oath of office, the president told us that he wanted to, quote, make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. He's failed on both fronts.
As Ukraine continues to be attacked by invading Russian forces, the United States government will ban Russian aircraft from American airspace. President Zelensky had been pleading with the West to protect Ukraine airspace, which President Biden declined to do because of the confrontation issues with Russia. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Always appreciate our time together. So what were your takeaways of the president's State of the Union last night?
I think it was a swing and a miss. He wants to have credit for getting things back to normal in America, and yet it's not normal for us to have such a high inflation level, to have almost 2 million people trying to enter the country illegally, to see a surge in violent crimes, and for schools still not to be open in some parts of the country and masks to be on our children's faces. I think that he missed the mark last night.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the obvious one, I mean, here you've got, I think I only saw one mask last night, there with the people in Congress for the State of the Union. Everybody's without a mask. I mean, we could have had a mask burning. I mean, it's a celebratory moment of, these mask mandates. And, of course, some of these union schools are still insisting on it when the CDC and all the alleged science that we're supposed to be listening to all the time. But I guess, you can pick and choose what science you want to listen to and what you want to follow. And, of course, Randy Weingartner had said very explicitly that, all will be well when COVID is no longer, prevalent whatsoever, that all COVID is eradicated, right? Like that will ever happen.
Right. It's not going to happen because COVID is a coronavirus, and we know how coronaviruses work. So it's not going to be completely eradicated. I mean, maybe at some point it will mutate enough that it can no longer survive, but viruses have a tendency to mutate and become weaker in order to survive.
Exactly.
That is, or weaker for the host in order to survive and be able to be passed on. Mm-hmm. So the entire response of the Biden administration to COVID, whether they had done everything they did or not, we still would be where we are today dealing with the virus. In the meantime, they've hurt the economy, caused massive inflation. made it. I just think about the kids in school. There are kids who are in second grade who have not yet had a normal school year. Not a normal school
year. I know, that's incredible to think about it. Yeah, go ahead.
I went through the public school system, except for 1 year I was in private school. I am appalled by this. I am appalled by this as a mother. I'm appalled by this as an American adult. This is wrong what we've done to our children. And the administration just completely skips over that and just continues in the speech last night. It's like they just tried their best to get through what they had to do last night and put the best spin they possibly could on it. But it's like putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, the scary thing about this, Jenny Beth, is here we are today. What sort of precedent does this set up down the road when the next pandemic, because there'll be another one. I mean, how is this set us up for the next time?
I think it puts us in very dangerous ground, but I do think this. I think that many Americans, if there is another pandemic in the next 5 to 10, even 15 years, I don't think that Americans will put up with this again. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the time another one comes around, people will realize that all of these preemptive measures did nothing at all to change the outcome of the virus. It's one thing to take a short pause to try to understand what's going on with the virus and make sure hospitals are equipped to handle whatever may come. But after that, you can't. And even with that, I don't even necessarily agree with it, but I'm willing to grant a little leeway there. But then you have to let people work, because mm-hmm. not letting them work, not letting doctor's offices be open for routine care, that winds up causing more problems down the road. Mm-hmm. I one thing I also think, and I was talking to Alex Berenson about this last week at CPAC.
Yes.
It may take this generation of people to no longer be alive in order for history to look back and figure out what are the true lessons learned, so that the emotion from the generation that is living through it right now, meaning you and me and others, right, are removed from it and people can look at it in a more analytical manner.
And you speak of Alex. I think Alex has been an absolute hero, you know, for the American people in documenting and his books and his input into this, I believe, will be a great foundation for future generations, because he pursued the truth. And he was honest about his approach. He didn't have a political axe to grind or any political agenda here. It was like, okay, what's right for the people? And as you just touched on it, I think the goal from the very from the very start, especially with this new administration, not so much under Trump, because Trump made it real clear. He says, don't let the solution be worse than the disease. He really, I mean, he championed that, and that made a lot of sense to me. But then when Joe Biden took over, all of a sudden, the very thing that we were warned about is what happened, is the cure was worse than the disease. And as you say, this is going to be at least a generation for us to overcome.
Yes, I think that that's exactly right. And but we will overcome it. One thing that Biden said at the end of the speech, he said that America is strong. I don't think that the state of our union is strong right now. I think the state of the union is weak, but the state of the American people is strong. And he said that at the end, the union is strong because of the American people. We are a strong people. We are a resilient people. We cherish freedom. We cherish liberty. And we will continue to stand for it no matter what. And sometimes it's against very, very, very tough odds when it seems like everything is stacked up against you, but we will continue to stand for it, and that gives me hope for the future of our country.
And this is why our hearts are so heavy for the Ukrainians, because we are connected in that sense for freedom. And look what happened. I felt a little uncomfortable early on, and I knew this was going to happen. And I felt like I said, you know, the president was going to, in a sense, steal valor. And I saw his speech being one that really was somehow trying to claim some sort of valor because of what the Ukrainians are doing. And the Ukrainians are an example
of what freedom is all about. And the freedom-loving people of the world are sitting on the sidelines. I mentioned this to somebody else, you know, during World War II, when, and this is, you know, was a story about some churches. As the Jews were being, you know, taken out of the city, and they were passing churches, and they're crying out for help, you know, help us, help us. And here they are in the crowded cattle cars. And it was said that, you know, the people were getting, you know, was bothering them. And while they were at church, and the pastor's answers were, sing louder.
I don't know
if you've heard that, anecdotal story, but it strikes me right now is that even though we're talking things, you know, like we're upset, it's freedom, and people are, I mean, these are fellow human beings, Jenny Beth. I mean, but for the grace, it could be us. We could be there, and we're looking and counting on freedom-loving people to come in and help. And our idea is we're going to do something that we'll check it out in about a month. I mean, they're in a dire situation where their lifespan is being measured in hours, not months.
That is correct. And one of the most troubling portions of the entire speech was the way that President Biden was championing what is happening in Ukraine and the response from the Ukrainians, when in the last few days our administration offered to get Zelensky out so he could flee his country. And instead he's standing and fighting. And for us to sound like we've been fighting with him the entire time, when just a couple of days ago we were willing to get him out and let him abandon his own people, I found that appalling.
Yeah, I agree.
I really found that disturbing. And look, though I'm not a political scientist by education. I'm not a national policy expert or a national security expert or a communism expert or a former Soviet Union expert. But just listening to that as a plain-spoken American who has a college degree in business, I just sat there thinking, this is just simply, it is wrong what he is saying, considering the fact that he urged Zelensky to leave Ukraine and basically abandon his people.
See, that tells you something about the ethos of the man, because if you were to take a poll of Americans today, they would tell you freedom never cuts and run. This is the problem with Afghanistan, for example. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sharing a part of your day, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, the issues, Ukraine, the State of the Union last night, and we've got Chris Chmielewski with us, the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I mentioned earlier that it seemed that Joe Biden must have attended or tuned into CPAC over the weekend because the State of the Union seemed to have a lot of CPAC talking points. But unfortunately, you know, as they would say in the business world, he's all suit and no substance. I mean, that was the problem with the State of the Union, sadly, because here it is. The country is just dying to hear, you know, some inspiration, you know. Okay, look, it's been a rough year. We're getting out of COVID. But, you know, here's my plan. You know, here's how we're going to, you know, continue to move out of this. And meanwhile, we are dealing with Ukraine. And we're going to, you know, forget about these things that are not working. We're going to move expeditiously. And we're going to be transactional with some of our decisions, like, oh, yes. I mean, being that since it's all about oil, that's what the focus is. We're going to drill, baby drill. We're going to lift these restrictions, and we're going to help America, and we're going to help the world at the same time. I mean, to me, that was a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, calls of border security. And I think the question is, where's that been for the last 15 months? And well,
you know, we see, because he knows he's getting buried on it. Exactly. You see, the American people get it. I mean, they go, well, you know, yeah, it sounds nice, but, you know, again, you know, I was telling Rick Manning, it reminds me of that old commercial. Remember old Claire? Claire would, where's the beef? There's no beef. I mean, it was like, it lacked veritas, and say, okay, well, you know, here it is. You've had an administration for this past year that you've lied to us three ways to Sunday about COVID. I mean, you've trained us well. You've prepared as well to not believe what it is that you say, because, you know, your lips are moving, but it doesn't seem to be connected to either your brain or your heart. And I'm not talking about any mental deficiency. I'm just talking about a lack of character.
Yeah.
Here you are as the leader of the free world, the leader of the American people, at a time where we really need you to step up, that we're, you know, we're weary after 2.5 years of fighting this COVID. And, you know, we want to get the engines of our economy rolling again. And, you know, no admission that, you know, hey, these trillions of dollars that we spent have exacerbated inflation. Of course, they're not about to admit to that. And their only answer is, hey, we just haven't spent enough. I mean, this is what
progressives do. It's just never enough. It's like, you know, Pat Riley in his book many, many years ago, and talking about the Lakers winning seasons, he called it in terms of the disease of more. And this is what has infected the Democratic Party. They just have to have more.
Right, right. And that will solve everything. And again, like, you know, as we said, seeing is believing. You know, he said some good things, but do a lot of people actually believe that this stuff is going to happen? You know, I mentioned border security. He's talking about adding immigration judges, speed up the process, and offering more support to Border Patrol. But that does nothing to actually stem the tide of folks. He didn't talk about people that continue to cross the border illegally over and over and over again, sending them home. In fact, his policies have done just the opposite with that. And by basically, you know, drawing down COVID, the thing that he's relied on the most to try to prevent the massive numbers of illegal border crossings, which we've already had, they've used Title II, the health emergency order. Well, they're going to get rid of that, which means now they don't have an excuse anymore to deport people. So, you know, are they just going to totally tick off their base and start removing people left and right? I doubt it. So,
yes.
You know, none of this is going to we're not going to be in any better place.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, and again, the big takeaway for the American people is they need to appreciate that elections have consequences and your vote matters. Your vote matters. And however you feel about what happened in 2020, whatever happened in previous elections, election integrity is paramount. And this is what I'm most concerned about the midterms. I think if we have anything close to a fiasco like we had in 2020, the American people are going to check out. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to give you a do-over here, but you better make sure you have your acts together and the votes are counted correctly, and we don't end up with some goofy number where we have more votes than registered voters.
Right.
Just for starters, okay? Just for starters.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah, it's the great American do-over. You know, this is basically, you know, we saw this playbook before. We saw Clinton do this. After he got wiped out, but he at least waited for the midterms to happen before he started sprinting to the center. But he also had a Republican Congress to deal with, so he had no choice but to move in that direction. You know, Biden's trying to do this with still full control over the legislature, so you can't blame Republicans for anything that happens or doesn't happen. This is still all on the Democrats, so.
The deal is that I don't want to make it that easy even on the Republicans, because look at, you know, you had your time and here you are, you got time coming up. And what I keep saying, Chris, what I'm concerned about, because I hear Kevin McCarthy goes, oh, when we take over, we're going to have all these hearings or we're going to do this. They go, please suffer me not. I don't want to see any more hearings of all these bloviating elected officials who want their TV time that clearly they don't know what they're talking about. They're spouting off what their staff members have written for them. They have no substantive, you know, questions, you know, by and large. And then at the end of the day, after you've put us through all this and you've divided the country even further, because the country now says, okay, well, I believe in him, I don't believe her, you know, whatever, and then nothing happens. There's no resolution. Right. And it's not like all of a sudden you're going to, you know, put Hillary Clinton on the stand and she's going to say, yeah, you're right. I paid for the dossier. It was my, yeah, you're right. I destroyed evidence. I shouldn't have done that. I'm guilty. It ain't going to happen. You know, these are all convicts. I mean, they are, yes, in a sophisticated sort of sense, and don't get shocked because I said they're convicts, but I only use that term in relationship to what Dinesh D'Souza told me when he was in jail. He said, Bill, he says, what he learned, his big takeaway from being around convicts, he says, they never give up the con. They never give up the con. And this is what the Democrats have done here. These cons of, you know, I don't care if you're talking insider trading, whatever it is that they're doing that they know that is, you know, it may be one of those things that there's a little gray area that has some ethical issues and maybe a little bit of moral issues that it's kind of okay, you know, it's kind of legal. They can get away with it, especially when you have a guy who is in our, he's in our intelligence committee. This is a congressman who's sleeping with the enemy, and everybody knows it, and he's still in the committee. He's still, and he gets reelected.
I want to go to their constituency and say, what are you guys thinking here? I mean, is this guy, does he have like, you know, 200,000 votes in already printed out in a desk drawer that he just pulls out every year and that's every 2 years and that's how he gets elected? Or what's going on here? I mean, you guys, are you not paying attention? This guy committed treason against the country and you send him back to D.C. and say, oh, give us more. You got to be kidding me.
Right, right. Well, I'll say that, you know, Biden said he definitely said some more populist type things last night. Well, Republicans have almost an immediate opportunity. The government runs out of funding on March 11th. They can hold tough. You know, they still need 60 votes in the Senate to pass a spending bill to fund the federal government. And, you know, are they going to cave just to get something done and to keep the government open, or are they going to actually be tough? And wait a second, Biden said we need more border security, for instance. We need to fund that, not defund it.
Mm. Well, yeah, and listen to his reverse pivot last night in talking about, you know, oh, we need to fund police, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Oh, this is such a joke. You know, I forgive me for being so passionate. I'm so insulted by this. And, you know, here it is. Even my Democratic friends, it really cracks me up now, Chris. They tell me, they go, well, I didn't vote for him. What are you talking about? You did. I mean, at least have the courage. Yeah, see, even the dog got that one. I got that. Yeah, you know, it's like it's a joke, you know. So it's like, well, but again, you know, we're reminded elections have consequences. We need to preserve the integrity of our elections. So we don't wonder, you know, the fact that we're here and people ask me, Chris, go, do you believe that he's legitimate, that the election was? I said, I don't know. I don't know. And I go, do you know?
Right.
Right. Really, and that's what the establishment, and I say the establishment, the bureaucratic establishment, this is what they've done to the American people. They left us in a position of confusion. It's no wonder our border is confused and chaotic right now, because we have a confused and chaotic leadership.
Right, right. Yeah, I can't agree more, and unfortunately, you know, again, seeing is believing. I mean, my guess is over the next couple of weeks, we'll see even more executive actions coming out of the Biden administration that rolls back things like immigration enforcement and border security. Not the other way around, certainly not matching the rhetoric of last night. So.
Right. Well, he's listening to Barack Obama. Barack Obama said that was his ideal position, if he could have the ear of the president. He didn't want to be in the Oval Office again, but if he could have some influence, and Barack Obama does. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Even by admission, I believe the president says that he talks to his old friend, you know, with regularity. Well, and he's got his old, he's got the Obama team, you know, are all around him. So, I mean, it's Obama everywhere he turns. So this is what it is. In essence, it's the third term of Barack Obama. And, you know, the manifestation of all these theories and progressive ideas, you know, they're hitting home. So how do you like me now?
Exactly.
Well, Chris, as always, we appreciate the time, and I'm sorry we didn't get a chance. I wanted to get your input on CPAC maybe the next time we get together, but certainly the State of the Union was something we needed to address, and the minor things that the president had to say about the border crisis. Chris Chmielewski, The Numbers USA, Deputy Director right here. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. GCN.